Kong remake, Caesar in the Planet of the Apes movies, and Supreme Leader Snoke in the new Star Wars trilogy. I mean, hello, talk about being a bad guy in all those. That's like typecasting at its best. Now, have you ever gotten into the Lord of the Rings or the Hobbit stuff, or has your daughter ever gotten into any of that kind of stuff, Jay?
Not at all. Again, another thing that I've missed out on.
Now you're going to have a third life to get involved in that too.
What have I been doing with my life?
I don't know. You've been manicuring the lawn. That's what you've
been doing.
Spreading the crabgrass stuff, killer and things. That's what you've been doing. Crispin Glover, who played George McFly in the Back to the Future movies, he is celebrating his 60th birthday. Now he's kind of a weird, quirky, strange kind of guy, but also really awesome. He was Andy Warhol in The Doors. He played the Knave of Hearts in Alice in Wonderland, the Thin Man in Charlie's Angels, and a rat-loving psycho in the Willard remake. So he's had some interesting roles. Don Mattingly, who is the former New York Yankee star, is 63 years old. He also coached for the Yankees, the Dodgers, and now he's the Marlins coach. Robert Smith from The Cure is celebrating his 65th birthday. Andy McDowell is also celebrating. She is 66 this weekend. You know her best from Groundhog Day and also Four Weddings and a Funeral. And now it turns out that her daughters, we are finding out, are equally as talented as she is, because they're making their way in Hollywood as we speak. Brutus the Barber Beefcake. Oh, if you were a fan of the WWF, Brutus. In the 1980s, he is celebrating his 67th birthday. His wrestling career was cut short by a freak accident where an out-of-control parasailer crashed at full speed with her knees into his face. I had no idea. That sounds painful and awful, and like you were spending too much time on the beach or something, but interesting. Tony Danza. Oh, I love him. Of course, he was Tony on Taxi, Tony on Who's the Boss, Tony on the Tony Danza Show, and he also played Josh Groban's dad, Tony Sr., on the short-lived Netflix series The Good Cop. It's good to know he never had to learn a new name. He just was always Tony.
So interesting.
It is, isn't it? Jessica Lange is celebrating this weekend, too. You know her best from American Horror Story. She got her start in 1976 King Kong. She also fell for Jack Nicholson in The Postman Always Rings Twice. Iggy Pop is celebrating a birthday. He is 77 this weekend. We have Tim Curry on the list. Dr. Frankenfurter in the Rocky Horror Picture Show, the original, which is probably the best. He was also Pennywise the Clown in the original It and the Butler in Clue. And then finally, we wrap up this list with one of my favorites. George Takei is celebrating a birthday. 87 years old for George Takei. Sulu on Star Trek. Yeah, he was also Hero's father on Heroes. And the biggest role of his life is simply being an advocate for gay rights. So there you go. George Takei is an awesome human being. I had no idea he was 87. Every year when his birthday comes up, I'm astounded by how old George Takei actually is.
And he has one of like the most incredible voices ever.
I know. He's just awesome. He is one of my actual favorites in Hollywood. He's just one of those dudes, that's for sure. Now, we do have a couple of local birthdays that we've got to pass along here this morning as well. So Kaylee Seldon is celebrating. Happy birthday to Kaylee. This is from a text that came in this morning from Jackie down in the Sauk Prairie area. And then she also sent us an anniversary. Kevin and Stacy, I hope I'm pronouncing this last name right, Hashider, are also celebrating an anniversary this weekend as well. So happy anniversary to them. And just got to give a little shout out to my better half, because Corey and I celebrate our 21st wedding anniversary on Sunday. So happy anniversary to my husband. I know I put him through a lot. I like to tease him a whole lot about his documentaries, watching game shows, watching documentaries about game shows. We do a lot of that in our house, but you know, he is a pretty cool dude all at the same time. So glad I have him. That's for sure. Now, if you're celebrating a birthday or an anniversary, all of us here at Max FM hope you have a fantastic day. And remember, if you want to add somebody on the list, super easy. Just text us on the Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells text line 355-9970. Now, coming up, we're going to have a detailed look at your forecast, Jay, because this is looking significantly better than earlier this week. We're talking about a lot of sunshine for the weekend, not any rain in the forecast either. so we can get happy about that. Plus, we're going to keep temperatures in the 50s and maybe even upper 50s by Sunday. Corey is going to tell you more about that in just a moment. Plus, we'll have a look at ABC and local news next here on Max FM.
Most of us agree that every Wisconsinite deserves affordable health care. California mega millionaire Eric Hovde does not. Hovde said he would repeal the Affordable Care Act, quote, in its entirety. What? The Affordable Care Act protects people from insurance companies refusing coverage for pre-existing conditions and stops them from dropping your coverage if you get sick. If Eric Hovde got his way, millions of Americans could get hit with increases in their healthcare premiums of 20% or more. Millions more could lose coverage altogether. Hovde even spoke out against parents helping their kids by keeping them on their health insurance plans until they turn 26. Now, that might be okay for Eric Hovde. His businesses have raked in millions of dollars in handouts. But it doesn't cut it for hardworking Wisconsinites and our families. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him we support lower health care costs. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Reedsburg Area Medical Center's Health for You is a program designed to help qualified individuals derail the onset of serious illnesses. With Health for You, RAMC will help you achieve weight loss, add physical activity into your life, manage stress, and improve important blood markers, and help you stay motivated to become a healthier you. Health for You may be covered by your insurance. The next program starts soon. Take control of your health. Contact Reedsburg Area Medical Center at 768-6243. AMCHealth.com.
Celebrate spring during Slama's Lawn and Sports Open House Friday and Saturday, April 19th, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturday, April 20th, 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. in Reedsburg. Check out fantastic deals like 0% interest for 72 months on a wide range of John Deere mowers, gators, and compact tractors. They also carry a full line of steel outdoor power equipment for everything you need to tackle your lawn, garden, and more. Make sure you spring into Slama's Lawn and Sports Open House April 19th and 20th at 2160 East Main Street, Reedsburg.
Tin Roof Dairy is excited to announce we have reopened for the season. Current hours are Tuesday through Sunday, 12 noon to 6 p.m. Come get your ice cream fix after a long winter's wait. Come into Tin Roof Dairy and experience the wonders of 32 flavors of ice cream or a homemade soda and phosphate, or get your coffee on with a great tasting cup of Caribou or Spirit Lake coffee, as well as we have many espresso drink options. Have you tasted Tin Roof Dairy's most popular ice cream treats? Check out our huge ice cream nachos, banana split, or our newest creation, a milkshake infused with yummy cereals mixed in and added on top. If simple and classic options are your style, order up a 1, 2, or 3 scoops in a dish, a cone, and enjoy. Tin Roof Dairy, downtown Baraboo, on the square, 119 3rd Avenue, Baraboo.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279EG Reedsburg.
This is a special report from ABC News. Israel retaliates. I'm Sherry Preston. G7 foreign ministers, including Secretary of State Antony Blinken, meeting in Italy, warning of new sanctions against Iran for its drone and missile attack on Israel last weekend, even as Israel appears to strike back overnight. Here's ABC News Chief Global Affairs Correspondent Martha Raddatz.
Israel had been understandably secretive about exactly how this attack would be carried out and certainly when. There was an enormous amount of internal debate in Israel about the scope of this attack, with hardliners wanting to send a strong message of deterrence. But it appears this strike was limited to a military facility in Isfahan in hopes that there would be no escalation.
At the G7 meeting, Secretary Blinken saying,
I'm not going to speak to these reported events. All I can say is that for our part and for the entire G7, our focus has been on de-escalation.
This is ABC News.
Now this news update from Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Ahlen. Human remains found along Lake Michigan Thursday morning are believed to be those of Sade Robinson, who was killed and dismembered April 1st. The discovery of a torso and arm along the lakefront in South Milwaukee is near the spot in Cudahy, where a severed arm belonging to Robinson was first found April 2nd. A funding goal for a Waukesha Christmas Parade memorial has been met. Organizers announced Thursday an anonymous donor matched all new gifts up to $15,000 last week. Construction of the memorial observing the parade tragedy that killed 6 people and injured another 62 will begin next month. And three Wisconsin craft beer breweries are among the top 50 breweries in the country for 2023, an annual list released by the Brewers Association based on beer sales volume for both craft and overall brewing companies. Had New Glarus Brewing, Stevens Point Brewery, and Monroe's Minhas Craft Brewery making the list.
Max FM weather brought to you by SSM Health, providing high-quality, compassionate, and personalized care to communities across Wisconsin. SSMHealth.com.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly cloudy and breezy. We'll see a high near 51. West winds at 20 to 30 miles per hour. For tonight, clear and frosty, a low near 31. Mostly sunny for Saturday, a high near 49. Near 59 on Sunday, lots of sunshine. Grandpa's barbecue sauce is made from an original family recipe. Get it at grandpasbbqshop.com.
Right now, it's 37.
99.7.
There is Red Red Wine, maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It is 8:13 right now. And Jay, tomorrow we're not going to be celebrating Red Red Wine, and we're not going to be doing anything like giving away $40,000 boats that we don't actually have, like Tim Hortons. In fact, we are going to be celebrating 420 tomorrow, or at least no, some of us will.
National holiday tomorrow.
It is. There's a lot of people who are very excited to give marijuana its proper celebration, right? And its proper props, I guess you could say. And it's going to be a bit of a stoner eclipse tomorrow. Now, stick with me for a minute, because not only is tomorrow 420, but it's also a palindrome. Now, I'm an English major, so these types of things make me very excited when I see them, meaning it's 4/20/24 and the same in reverse. Now, to make this work, April needs to be just the number 4, not 04. The year can be formatted as either either 2024 or just 24. And that's not going to happen again for another 1,000 years until April 20th of 3024. Now, according to a new survey, 59% of Americans say that people should have the freedom to legally grow cannabis at home for personal use. That number jumps, of course, with actual cannabis consumers. 81% say they should be able to grow it at home. Now, it is interesting, though, because according to the same survey, there are a lot more people that think that closet tobacco smokers are even a bigger thing now than people who love their cannabis, their marijuana, whatever we want to call it. Because marijuana has become more widely accepted across the country, and people who smoke weed usually just tell you that they do, even if it's a situation where maybe, just maybe, they should keep it a little quieter. Yeah. And apparently you can tell people who smoke weed, according to this survey as well. Now, people say, according to the survey, that you can tell someone is a stoner if they call it weed instead of marijuana, and if they know offhand how many grams are in an ounce. Well, you got to do the measuring. I get it. I mean, that's like something that's ingrained in your brain, right?
Right.
Now, if you just want some great music to listen to, you know, on 420, whether you're partaking in the holiday or not, we're not going to ask any questions. Billboard.com is going to help us out with this, all right? So they put together a list of 25 songs for all of those that will celebrate Weed Day tomorrow. And they ranked them according to potency. So it's a scale of 1 for mildly buzzed and 10 for, well, you know, totally kind of out of your mind with probably too much. So let's start down at number 25. We're not going to talk about every single one of these songs, but I'll give you examples from each of the numbers, all right? So there's only one that got the number one designation, and that comes from Afro Man, and it's called Because I Got High. So there you go. Miley Cyrus comes in at number 24, having a 2 designation with Just Do It. Then at 4, you have Rihanna with James Joint. That comes in at number 23. Then there's a couple of 5s, including Method Man and Redman, How High, You Don't Know How It Feels by Tom Petty. I mean, if you like, you know, a little bit of 80s, that will help you out there. And then we get into the 6s with number 20 being Neil Young, Roll a Number, Another Number for the Road. And then you also have Dram featuring Lil Yachty with a 6 called, a song called Broccoli. Now, Dexter listens to some Dram and some Lil Yachty. I'm not sure if I know Broccoli, so I'd have to check with him in his playlist. Then we get into the 7s, according to Billboard.com. So Wiz Khalifa, Snoop Dogg, well, we know he's going to celebrate 420.
Oh, yeah.
With a song that features Bruno Mars called Young, Wild, and Free. You got Amy Winehouse at number 16 on the list with her song Addicted, which takes on a whole new meaning when you know what happened to Amy Winehouse, doesn't it? Is that one that we should actually be celebrating? I'm not sure. That feels kind of weird to celebrate that one, knowing what happened with Amy Winehouse. Number 13, we have Toby Keith, which this is a great title, and we know that there's only one guy he could be talking about. It's called Weed with Willie. Awesome. Then we get into the 8s on this category, or in this list, and there's only one 8. It's called The Next Episode, and it comes in at number 10 on Billboard's list. It features Dr. Dre, Snoop Dogg, Nate Dogg, and even Corrupt. Then we get into a bunch of 9. So on the 9 section of this list, as far as, you know, how much you've actually had to smoke, you've got a lot of good songs. So you have Sweet Leaf by Black Sabbath, Hits from the Bong by Cypress Hill, Pass That Dutch by Missy Elliott. You also have Legalize It by Peter Tosh. And then there's only a couple of 10s, according to Billboard. Stay High by 3-6 Mafia and Mary Jane by Rick James. I mean, those songs are pretty blatant in what they're talking about. They're not hiding anything in any of those songs. So there you go if you need a 420 playlist or just something fun to listen to. You don't have to explain to the kids what it actually means. If they're older, they're going to get it. If they're little, just say you wanted some good music.
Yep, that's right. That's right.
It's got to make some fun of some of these holidays, right? I mean, if we're going to have them on a calendar and people are actually talking about them, then we're going to have some fun with them for sure. I don't care if you're celebrating or not. Just know that that's a holiday that there are some people are actually going to be celebrating tomorrow. So hopefully we can have a little fun with it, though, at the same time. The biggest thing we're going to do in our house is maybe watch the Bob Marley movie, because Dexter loves the Bob Marley story and everything that he stood for, and some of the stuff he went through in Jamaica. It was in the theaters. We didn't get to see it. And then it came to streaming. So Dexter still really, really wants to watch it. And so last night on the way home from Taekwondo, he looked at me and he goes, isn't Saturday 420? And I said, yeah. And he goes, I think we have to watch the Marley movie on 420. I'm like, that checks. Dexter's famous thing is word. He always likes to say word. So sometimes I'll look back at him and I'll be like, word. So that's what I said to him last night.
Oh, you're the cool mom. Okay.
Well, I try to be. You got to use it appropriately. And he's always shocked and amazed when I do know how to use terms like that appropriately. Because, you know, I'm 198 years old. And yep. So it's hard to use those things appropriately. Now, what about your daughter? She's 14. So she's in peak eye roll mode, I'm going to guess.
Yeah. Eye roll mode, silent treatment mode. We get that all the time. All the time. But there's another word that has kind of been trending amongst teens, and it's the most simple word, and it's O-H. That's it. But it's not just, you can't just say the word. You have to have a particular tone in your voice when you say it. Are you familiar with this?
A little bit, only because, you know, my kids are 20 and 17, so I'm a little familiar with it. Now, my Max never really gets in on the trends. Dexter, he kind of creates his own trends, so I only know about it because, you know, he'll laugh about it or he'll show me a video with it, but I don't know much else about it. So, how does this come to be? Like, I don't understand how a word like comes to be some sort of like all of a sudden slang vernacular type thing. I don't understand.
You know, it probably has something to do with the TikTok stuff, you know, social media, you know, some influencers. And I always, when I say influencers, I do air quotes influencers.
Yes.
You know, started saying it. But you have to say, like a question mark
after it.
Like
you're asking a question. Like you're Scottish, because every Scottish person I've ever met sounds like they're asking a question, even if they're making a statement, just by their inflection. That's interesting. No, my kids haven't used it. Like I said, I've heard of it a little bit, but my kids don't use that one. Dexter's big one, as I said, is word. Like if you say something to him and, you know, I'll be like, okay, dude, we've got to go do this. Word. And it's just, he's very dry about it. There's nothing else after it. It's just word. And so that's how he pretty much, it's little communication. It's fine. I know what he means. It's fine.
And then when he has kids and he says that, his kids are going to say, oh, you're so old fashioned.
Right. Yeah. Or you're a boomer. Because we're not technically boomers according to our age. But like the kids like to throw out that word like we're super, super old. And I newsflash, I'm not that old. I'm not that old. I was cool. And in high school when word was actually a thing and people were saying it then. So thank you very much.
Well, I just remind my daughter always of how quickly the years go by. And I said, you might be, you know, a teenager, invincible at this point. You're never going to get old. But the fact of the matter is, you blink your eyes, you're going to be an old lady.
Yeah.
It's coming.
Yeah,
it's coming.
I know. I like to remind Dexter and Max of that as well. Obviously, they're still young enough where they just look at me and again roll their eyes, because the eye rolling doesn't stop just because they have a 2 in front of their age. It doesn't stop. Just to pre-warn you a little bit.
That's what I have to look forward to. Okay.
Yes, it is. Maybe someday it'll stop. Maybe someday. I will say that Max has figured out that his dad and I were not so bad and living at home was not the worst thing, because he goes to technical school. So he's not living in a dorm. He's got his own little efficiency apartment. And, you know, when you have your own apartment, there's bills to pay. There's adult chores that have to take place. And over the course of the last year, since we've moved him in August, I've had him say to me a few different times, yeah, it's not as easy to live on your own as I thought. I was like, yep, thank you for that. He'll never say that we were right. He'll never say that we've ever, you know, he'll never say, well, you told me. He'll never go that route. And Corey and I are not the parents that say, I told you so. But at the same time, whenever he says that, there's this little part of me that was like, see, we're not so bad.
Yeah. Do you ever go over to his place to see if he's keeping it clean. And
yes, yes. There were times when, in fact, we were just there a few weekends ago, it's been probably about a month or so now. We went over to help him with a few things, put some new lights up, because he doesn't have any overhead lights in his apartment, which is very, very strange.
Yes.
And so we had to go help him with a few things. He needed some new furniture because, you know, he needed some storage. He's only got 250 square feet of space, so you have to be very careful as far as what you do for storage and furniture. And when he moved in, it was so quick, we didn't really have a chance to think about it. We literally got him accepted into school, did the financial aid, found an apartment, moved him in a 6-week time span from the time he decided he was ready to go until school started. So we had 6 total weeks to get him there. So, you know, it was basic necessities. Here, you're going to need this. Here's your clothes. Here's a bed. Here's this. Here's that. There's some stuff for the kitchen so you can cook. And we didn't really have much time to really think about anything else. And then he's lived there now for a while. So obviously, as time has gone on, he's been like, do you think we could get whatever it might be? So we've added a few things over time. So we went and bought a nice IKEA piece of furniture, and Corey and Max put that together. I made sure that he had some stuff that was just sitting on the floor, like now on hooks and hanging, and we got him all situated. And in fact, he called me yesterday while we were at Taekwondo, and I had promised him, because, you know, he's towards the end of the school year, he's working on a lot of big projects for PBS Milwaukee. And he's doing TV and audio. That's the program he's in. He'll graduate next May with an associate's degree. And I promised him that while he was in the middle of all these projects, if house and home stuff just felt like it was crazy and getting out of control and he needed an extra hand, to call me and I would come help him do some cleanup stuff. And he called me last night and he goes, does that offer still stand? And I said, is it getting bad? And he's like, I can't even see my kitchen sink right now, Mom. And I was like, okay, all right, that's fine. Yeah, Mom will come. I mean, so this weekend, my anniversary might be spent in Milwaukee while Corey helps him do some B-roll for another project, and I do some cleaning in the apartment. But that's what moms and dads do, right?
That's right. And my mom came to visit me in college. I went to Mankato State. Well, I'm old, so I say Mankato State University, but Minnesota State Mankato.
Sure.
And she came down one day, and I was working 3 jobs and going to school. So I was trying to, you know, I was very busy.
Yep.
She decided she was going to come down and clean my apartment. Well, what she did was she cleaned the apartment and she found my fake ID, which I still.
No.
And here's a question for you. How many moms would open up a potpourri envelope, which is sitting on a decorative little shelf on the wall?
Sure.
Open the potpourri envelope and find the fake ID? Did she, how did she know? It wasn't weird that I had potpourri because she gave it to me.
Right.
Like, how would she know to look in that? And that was back when people had potpourri little envelopes sitting around.
I had a roommate in college the first go around before I transferred schools that never bathed. So I had lots of those little potpourri envelopes sitting around my dorm room. That was for a whole different thing, though. That wasn't even covering up 420 type stuff. That was just covering up her non-shower smell. It was pretty gross. No, that's pretty good. Look at Mom being super intuitive there. She was like, oh, no, I'm going to find this thing.
She should have been a detective. Like, she would have been a really good detective.
Moms have this innate ability to be like that, though, right? It's even like with my boys, you know, whenever they're not telling me something or I know I'm only getting like half the information, you just feel it. Like, you feel it down in your gut. And I'll be like, I'm going to leave this alone for a little bit. We're going to see how it plays out. We'll see if I get more information. And then at some point, I don't. And they figure out that I know what's going on or there's something more to the story just by the fact that I start asking more questions. Or I send their dad in, right? I'll be like, okay, so here's what I think is actually happening. And I'll be like, you need to have a little chat and see if you can get to the bottom of this. Sometimes it's a guy thing, so they feel better telling their dad than me, which I totally get. And so, but moms have that gut thing. They have that gut thing always going on.
Yes, they do. Some even more than others, but yes
they do. Yes, they do. I will say this, though. I am not worried about Max having any sort of fake ID hidden away in his apartment because the kid can't stand the smell of alcohol. He's tasted it once, and I thought he was going to throw up. And sometimes sparkling apple cider just has too many bubbles for his nose. So I don't think we're going to have to worry about that one
you're
too
good.
Much. Ooh, I'm going to dodge a bullet on 420 there. That's
yes,
for sure.
Yes, you are.
He might have the playlist going that we just talked about, but I think I'm dodging a bullet on 420. Taking a look at the forecast right now, mostly cloudy today, or at least that's what we were supposed to have. Those clouds broke up and gave way a long time ago. A little breezy, though, later on today with a high near 51. Clear and frosty tonight, down to 31. The weekend, Jay, looking absolutely gorgeous. Maybe yes. A little on the cooler side compared to last weekend, but I think we can handle it after all the days of rain that we've had. Mostly sunny and 49 tomorrow. Lots of sunshine and 59 on Sunday. Right now, it's 36.
Step into a world of charm and discovery at the Avoca Mercantile. Embrace the joys of spring. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Explore the extensive array of unique and budget-friendly finds, from exquisite crafts to delightful home decor and gifts for all occasions. With new arrivals daily, there's always a fresh surprise in store at the Avoca Mercantile. Support local artisans and treat yourself to a delightful shopping experience. They can't wait to welcome you.
Hey, guys, I've devised a plan to find better home internet. Kids, you scout the web for the best deals. Honey, you monitor our projected data usage.
Or we could avoid that hassle and go with U.S. Cellular's home internet. There's no guesswork, and their internet's faster than ever.
New plan. Ellen, you sign up for U.S. Cellular home internet. Madison, you bring me snacks while I stream the game. Let's do this.
Bundle and save on U.S. Cellular's new and improved home internet. Just $34.99 when bundled with a wireless plan. U.S. Cellular, built for us.
Terms apply. See cellplus.com for details.
When you're looking for a bank, you want one that understands your needs and is committed to your community. That's why so many people choose Baraboo State Bank. They offer a wide range of banking products and services, including personal checking and savings accounts, business banking, loans, and more. But what really sets them apart is their commitment to customer service. They go above and beyond to make sure you're happy by offering convenient online and mobile banking. Visit their website at baraboobank.com. Baraboo State Bank, banking better together since 1857. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, I'm Jenny, manager of a brand new store in town called Big Deals. It's not a brick and mortar store, but rather an online marketplace. What makes this place so great is it's filled with gift certificates to local businesses in town. Shop local, buy local, and save money. That's our motto, Big Deals. It's kind of a big deal.
Find all the great deals online at maxfmbigdeals.com and start saving.
It's 8:31 right now. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. We always appreciate it. Hey, happy Friday. We are just biding our time until another weekend. It's Adam Ant now on Max FM.
Don't drink, don't smoke. What do you do? Don't drink, don't smoke. What do you do? Suck.
is something inside.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It is 8:34 right now. That's a good one this morning. I love Adam, man. To get you kind of up and moving a little bit and ready for the Friday ahead because, well, after all, our goal right now is just to really get to quitting time so we can enjoy that weekend. Hey, you know, every year we start making our resolutions in January and everybody always says, oh, once you do it for a little bit, it's just going to become habit. And everybody likes to throw around the number 21 for that, right? Which is far different than 420, I guess, at this point, right. As long as we're talking about that this morning. And we've heard that 21 days is really what we need to make some of those new habits stick. So I guess if you're starting something new and you're on day 20, we've got a little tough news for you this morning. A new study found that this isn't really true. 21 days has really nothing to do with our habits whatsoever. In fact, researchers at Caltech, not only are they bursting our bubble, but they actually looked into this a little bit, Jay, and they found that there's not really a one-size-fits-all answer like that. They say that the 21 number really isn't based on any science at all. How long it takes depends on what the habit is and other factors like your personality, right? So they looked at two different habits to see how long it took for each one of those to stick, hand washing and going to the gym on a regular basis. 3,000 hospital workers had to get into the habit of washing their hands more, and that one only took a few weeks to catch on. I kind of wish more people, when I'm at the Walmart restroom using it, would actually adhere to the hand washing rules of life. Just saying, I mean, we wash your shoes, we hear you leave the stall and then walk right out of the bathroom without ever running the water. We can hear these things.
You just want to follow them out of the bathroom and say, oh, that person didn't want,
Lysol. So you spray them from head to toe. That's fine. And then the card as well, because now they've done their business and now they're touching it. And that's pretty disgusting.
Yeah.
Now they also track 30,000 people who signed up for gym memberships and they had to keep going an average of 6 months before that became any sort of habit. So tougher habits require a little bit more patience, I guess. It took even longer than that for some people. One big factor was how long it had been since the last time they went to the gym. So if you haven't worked out in years, you might have to keep pushing yourself for a little bit until it actually becomes a habit. I think that's interesting, though, because everybody always likes to say, oh, if you just do it for a little bit, it's easy. No, it's not. Not everything is easy for everybody. Now, those participating in 420 activities, that probably came a little easier than going to the gym as far as habits go, just thinking. But no, some things in life are not easy. Now, I'm one of those people who works out every single morning, which is partly why I get up so darn early, because I get a lot of my stuff done for the station and the morning show, and then I have time to work out before I actually have to be on the air. And I have found, for me personally, it became a habit really easily because I just feel so much better and I'm way more awake. Now, some days I know it's better than others.
Well, that's why you don't need coffee because you get the energy boost from working out every day.
It's the endorphins. That's what they tell me. Now, some people have listened to this morning show and they're like, oh, you need a lot better workout than that. Yes, you're probably right, because some days are better than others. But no, it's become very ingrained in my brain as far as working out. Even when we go on vacation, like when we were in Vegas this last week, the first thing I do when I get to the motel is put my luggage down. Then I'm like, OK, where's the gym? Because I want to know where I can go work out. And I'm not a gym person. I'm not a gym person at all. All my workouts are here at home.
Right at home.
Yeah, I hate gyms. I find them very hard to work out in. I get really bored really easily. So it's really tough for me to work out when I'm on vacation because I'm at the mercy of a gym because Corey doesn't like it when I'm doing stuff in the room and he's trying to sleep. So I'm at the mercy of the gym, but it's not my thing. But I make it work for a couple of days. But I get it. 21 days. It's not enough to say, oh yeah, I'm totally committed to this, I don't think. And depending on what it is.
Well, I think you have to actually see a benefit or some level of enjoyment in what you're doing.
Sure.
So like, you know, January 1st, I decided, okay, I'm going to lose some weight. I'm going to get healthier.
Sure.
And I did. And the reason I was able to do it and stick with it is because I enjoyed seeing myself get thinner. I felt better. I had more energy and everything else. That's why it's easier for someone to stick with something and make it a habit if they're if you're doing something that you don't enjoy and you're not seeing a benefit to it, it will never stick. You know, eventually you'll just go right back to what you were doing before.
And I have a love-hate relationship with working out. I really, really do. I know how good it is for me. But there are some days when I'm like, oh, I'd much rather stay in bed. I would just much rather stay in bed. Now, I usually don't. And I usually have to force myself to get up on those days because I know that I'm going to feel better by doing it. But days it's a rough go. It's a rough go. And I'm one of those people who not only works out regularly, but then I have this sweet little puppy girl who also requires about 3 mile walks every day in order to temper down her energy level. So then not only do I do like this full workout, but then I also walk 3 miles on top of it every day.
Wow.
So by the time I get done at the end of the day, I'm like, please don't make me do anything else. Just don't. I am exercised out, people. And we don't go 3 miles every day, but boy, we go close to 3 miles every single day. It doesn't matter what the weather's like either. Wow. We get out there even in the bitter cold and the snow and everything. And even if we can only do like a couple blocks, we at least get out and we trudge through the snow or the bitter, bitter cold because she's so happy. She's so happy. Never mind what I'm doing behind her with the rope in my hand, but she's very happy. So it's definitely some sort of commitment that you make to things like that. Other things, though, are super easy. My habit of eating chocolate, Jay, that's super easy.
That'll
I didn't
stick.
Need 21 days for that.
Exactly right.
I didn't need 21 days. Adult beverages, no 21 days on that one either. I can handle that one just fine on my own too.
On day one, you're good to go.
That's right. That's right. I've got it all figured out. Now we know what those people who are excited about 420 feel like. They're like, yes, we have our own day.
Yes.
Taking a look at your forecast here in just a moment. It looks like we're going to stick with some sunshine over the next few days. Temperatures in the 50s as well today through the weekend. Corey Hartman's actually going to fill in more details here in just a moment. Mike Gangrel also has a look at sports on Max FM.
Celebrate spring during Slama's Lawn and Sports Open House Friday and Saturday, April 19th, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturday, April 20th, 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. in Reedsburg. Check out fantastic deals like 0% interest for 72 months on a wide range of John Deere mowers, gators, and compact tractors. They also carry a full line of steel outdoor power equipment for everything you need to tackle your lawn, garden, and more. Make sure you spring into Slama's Lawn and Sports Open House April 19th and 20th at 2160 East Main Street, Reedsburg.
You can create beautiful memories with custom-fit 14-karat gold or sterling silver permanent jewelry. At Love Lash and Weld, you can create unique jewelry by choosing sparkling chains and charms for necklaces, bracelets, rings, anklets, and more. For Mother's Day, birthdays, or any special occasion, trust Love Lash and Weld of Baraboo to help you put together the perfect gift. Ask about a permanent jewelry party to enjoy with friends. Call 608-477-8331 to book an appointment today.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
With Max FM Sports, I'm Mike Ganger. A few postponements yesterday, but some events were able to get in. A few of the results from those events include the baseball team for Reedsburg falling to Edgewood 15-2 the final last night. Softball action, it was a big win for Portage over Sauk Prairie 16-3 the final in that matchup. And then at girls soccer, it was Central Wisconsin Christian beating Portage Poinette 9-1. Wanakee with a 2-0 win over Sauk Prairie. McFarland and Monona Grove tied, and Mount Horeb beat Beaver Dam 8-0. It'll be a bit chilly, but an extremely busy Friday for local events. The boys golfers for most of the area teams will be taking part in an invite at Reedsburg Country Club. Watertown is going to be hosting a track invitational that Baraboo will be traveling to. 4 o'clock, that gets started. There's a baseball doubleheader at Mary Roundtree Evans Field. The matchups that were supposed to be played yesterday now played today. 4:30 is the start time for them. Softball for the T-Birds will be at Mount Horeb. And then the soccer team is going to travel to Sparta. 5 o'clock for that softball game, 6:15 for the soccer matchup. Reedsburg Track and Field will be hosting an invite with Portage, Wisconsin Dells, Richland Center, and others in town. 4 o'clock, it gets started. The baseball team for the Beavers will be hosting Edgewood at 5, and the softball team is going to welcome Wisconsin Dells. For Stock Prairie, the Eagles also hosting a track invitational. 4:30, it will get started. Teams like Wanakee, Edgewood, Lodi, Monroe, Portage, and others will be in attendance for that one. Baseball is going to host Toma at 5. And then for the Portage Warriors, in addition to the events already mentioned, it's going to be their softball team at Lodi. 5 o'clock will be the start time for it. Busy day tomorrow as well. Be sure to check out the schedules for all the details. Brewers get back at it again today as they are in St. Louis to face the Cardinals. This will be game one of a 3-game set. Freddie Peralta will get the go for Milwaukee, and Kyle Gibson will be countering for the Cardinals. 7:15, the first pitch. Cards are 9-10 for the early season. Brewers come into this one 11-6 for the year. The NBA 8th seed play-in games will be happening this evening. Bulls and the Heat will meet at 6 o'clock, and then at 8:30, it's going to be the Kings and the Pelicans. Winners of those two matchups will lock into the playoff field and take on the number one seeds in their respective conferences. And then the action gets started tomorrow with the NBA playoffs. 76ers and Knicks will open up play. Then it's Magic and Cavs, Suns and T-Wolves, and then Lakers and Nuggets to round out your Saturday. On Sunday, it's going to be Mavericks and Clippers. And then the winner of the play-in matchup for the East will take on the Celtics tomorrow at noon. At 6 p.m., it'll be the Bucks hosting the Pacers for their first matchup. And then following that at 8:30, the Thunder awaits the winner of that Western Conference game. With Max FM Sports, I'm Mike Ganger.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly cloudy and breezy. We'll see a high near 51. West winds at 20 to 30 miles per hour. For tonight, clear and frosty, a low near 31. Mostly sunny for Saturday, a high near 49. Near 59 on Sunday, lots of sunshine. Grandpa's barbecue sauce is made from an original family recipe. Get it at grandpasbbqshop.com.
Right now, 40 degrees.
99.7.
It's 8:46 right now. We are warming up nicely this morning. I love that. Plus all this sunshine. Absolutely fantastic. Here's Stevie Wonder, Part-Time Lover on 99.7 Max FM.
Something that I must
some hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It's 10 minutes before 9 right now. And, Jay, you know, as we get ready to go into the weekend, of course, we always like to find some fun things that we can celebrate because, you know, just being the weekend isn't enough. We need to add on top of it, right? So there's a few calendar days that I think we should know about and maybe, you know, keep in mind as we go about our weekend. Today, not many of them, but there's a couple of on here that we'll talk about. So it's Bicycle Day. And I bring this up because, well, it's gorgeous outside. Corey, I was just teasing him about his forecast because it says mostly cloudy. It's bright sunshine out right now, but we won't parse. He's like, there's a slot and it's cloudy to the north. It just happened to clear out here, which is actually true because then he has to show me the radar to prove that he's right.
Yes, that's right.
But it's a gorgeous day, so grab the bicycle and it's going to be a gorgeous weekend. So you can kind of make some time on the bike outside and yeah, it's a lot easier than walking everywhere. I kind of wish Aspie would learn to run along with a bike, but I'm pretty sure she would just pull me down into the weeds when she saw a bunny or something. Let's see. There's a couple of good food ones on here that we can celebrate today as well. It's National Garlic Day. Now, I do love garlic, and I love to put garlic in just about everything that I cook, even if it's just a little bit, you know, because not everything requires garlic, but it still sure is tasty. And then if you love some good Italian or pasta, it's National Chicken Parmesan Day today. Or as we like to call it, chicken parm, but absolutely delicious. Now, you know, I was talking about how much I work out, and after losing 165, 70 pounds or whatever it was that I lost, I don't do as much of that kind of food anymore. And boy, there are sure times when I talk about it here that I really do miss it. Whole wheat pasta does not equal regular pasta, just saying. Like, it's just not quite the same. It gives you the taste of pasta, but it's not the same as the regular stuff that you would get, you know, when you go out to eat at your favorite Italian restaurant.
Have you tried the gluten-free, I think it's like rice-based pasta?
Yeah, I've tried some of those. Okay. They're not bad. I've also done chickpea pastas and all of that kind of stuff. The secret with like the plant-based ones is you have to remember not to boil them for too long because then they get really yucky and mushy. But they're okay. They're okay. I mean, there are times when I just really want to sit down with a big old bowl of spaghetti and call it a day, but I know that's not going to happen anymore, unfortunately. Let's see, what else do we have on this calendar? Oh, as we look ahead to tomorrow, there's all sorts of good ones we can celebrate. I mean, we already mentioned the fact that tomorrow is 420, so celebrate accordingly, however you want to with that one. It's also, ladies, it's Husband Appreciation Day tomorrow as well.
Wait, isn't that every day?
It should be. So that means that you don't need to be out there with your crabgrass killer tomorrow.
Right.
Husband Appreciation Day. You get to kick back, relax a little bit, and just take time for yourself. It is also, let's see, we're at Record Store Day. There we go. I lost my place on my sheet here. Record Store Day is tomorrow. Now, if you're into vinyl, this is a good one to celebrate, and a lot of those record stores are going to have really great specials on the local side. And then, of course, you know, sometimes you're talking about lines. But if you're right in Baraboo, head down to Spin Shack. They've always got some amazing vinyl, so you can celebrate Record Store Day. And there's a big deal for that as well over at maxfmbigdeals.com. So check that out. Yep. Let's see. World Circus Day is tomorrow as well. Something we happen to know one or two things about in Baraboo. Thank you very much, Circus World. And just so everybody's aware, May 17th is when the Big Top shows start over at Circus World. Those will continue through September 1st. And then if you really have to get your fix of circus, though, on World Circus Day, the inside exhibits are already open over at Circus World. So you can definitely go check them out. So excited for the Big Top show, though, once again. This year, it's Blast Off is what the title of the Big Top show is. So we're getting super close. We're like less than a month away from that, which is absolutely crazy, is it not? Then we have a few good food ones for tomorrow that we can celebrate as well. So I don't know if this is so much of a food one, but, you know, it's talking about food, so we'll lump it in there. Lima Bean Respect Day is tomorrow.
I love lima beans. I think I'm the only one.
No, I like lima beans. I don't know if they need that much respect, because I feel like you're either going to love them or you're going to hate them. And if you love them, you love them, right? But if you don't like them, you're probably never eating a lima bean. And let's face it, without some salt and some pepper, they're just kind of bleh. And so
and
I
some
get,
butter. Put a little butter in there.
Yeah, that's right.
There
you got to always have the butter. Butter is amazing. So I get why people have a hard time with lima beans. But no, I'm with you. I like beans. I like lima beans. Most beans are pretty okay. Let's see. It's also National Cold Brew Day tomorrow. National Cheddar Fries Day is also tomorrow. Again, I think that's an easy one to get behind. No 21 days to make that one a habit, as we talked about earlier this morning. And then National Pineapple Upside Down Cake is also tomorrow. Now, that one can be a little polarizing as well, kind of like the lima beans, because not everybody likes pineapple. Now, I love pineapple. You put it in a cake and it's even better, but I understand if some people are have a little bit of an aversion to that one, just like the lima beans. Now, as we look ahead to Sunday, because, well, you know, we always need something to celebrate then, too, we've got a few good ones, and this is a great one. Bulldogs Are Beautiful Day is on Sunday. Now, I know a lot of people like to think that they're the ugly ones of the dog family, just because they have the smushed-in faces and all the wrinkles, but I just think that makes them even more adorable.
Oh, my yes.
Goodness. I think they're adorable. I don't know what the wind situation is supposed to be on Sunday, but it's Go Fly a Kite Day. I mean, today might be a good day to go fly a kite. Maybe do that one a little early, because we are going to have some breezier conditions by this afternoon. It's also, thank you for Libraries Day. I keep losing my place because I have way too many tabs open. So thank you for Libraries Day is also on Sunday. So go visit your local library sometime this weekend. We have that big, beautiful one now in Baraboo, which is, it's exquisite. I love libraries. I like to just hang out in them. I'm a book person, though. Always have been, always will be. The library in downtown Baraboo is one of my favorite draws. And now that they've got that new expansion, it's pretty darn incredible, let me tell you. Yeah. So go visit your local libraries. And librarians are always so helpful. They're awesome. And then I mentioned that when we get to the food ones on Sunday, I mentioned these as, you know, something I sometimes use for noodles and pasta. National Chickpea Day is on Sunday. Now, not very exciting. I don't know what else you do with the chickpea. Sometimes you can add it into a dish to, you know, add something to it. But
those are really good, too.
And they can be, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And they're also known as garbanzo beans. So if you're walking through the store and you see them in the can and it says garbanzo beans, that's the same thing.
Yes.
And they're really good on salads, if you love salads.
Yep.
Garbanzo beans are a great addition to that. And you can also kind of swap those out if you, I make a special kind of chili, which is, it's called white chili, basically.
Yes.
You take, so you know what it is, right? Where you take like,
with chicken
you take
and
ground,
stuff.
Yep. Mm-hmm. You can take ground chicken or ground turkey and you throw in some beans. And well, usually it's black beans and then navy beans. But because of kidney stones, I'm not supposed to have those type of beans.
Oh, you and Corey, you're in the same boat.
Not fun.
I understand. No, those
not
are awful.
Fun. But you can have garbanzo beans because they don't have the... what do you call them?
Like the calciums and all of that kind of stuff, the buildup for that. Yeah, no, I can't remember. Yeah, I had to go through the whole list during Corey's first kidney stone surgery. But I also make, like, if you like squash, like a butternut squash where you bake it and then you make like this whole mix with the garbanzo beans / chickpeas. And then you put that inside with some black beans and then you fill it and you rebake it. And it's pretty darn delicious. So, they don't have to be all bad. See, good stuff for you doesn't always have to be gross. It can be kind of tasty. And then because I'm a chocolate person, we'll mention this one. It's a very oddly specific one, but it's National Chocolate Covered Cashews Day on Sunday. Now, it's funny that we talk about this because when we were flying, I always like to have a snack in my bag, like my little personal item. I always love snacks. And because the ones on the plane, let's face it, if you're really hungry or it's a long flight, that one little quinoa disc that they're going to give you or the little tiny pack of peanuts or the pack of pretzels, not going to do it for you. You get kind of bored. So I went and I found myself what are called, I believe they're called unskinny almonds and cashews. You can buy either. And then they have like a dark chocolate cocoa powder on the outside. Absolutely amazingly delicious. Make sure you have a wet wipe though with you because it's powder. So as you eat them, your hands absolutely get covered. I forgot about this on our journey to Las Vegas. And so I'm like literally on the plane. The sounds disgusting. I'm like dipping my little napkin from Corey's pretzels into the little tiny cup of water they gave me, like just trying to get the chocolate off my hands because it was under the nails, it was on the knuckles, it was on everything. I was a complete disaster, but I figured it was better than just like